A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and perseverance at the end of the day. I mean, the easiest thing in the world is to write a book, as if that's what you if that's what you're wanting to do. If you believe in your story and you think that other people are going to like it, then at the end of the day, you will write a book. The hardest thing after that is actually getting other people to read it, getting it published, getting it out there, and just trying to attract an audience to your books. That's the hardest thing to do at the minute.
How long have you been writing?
I've been writing for about 6 years. The book that's out at the minute is my first one, after a failed attempt with another first one because it wasn't quite right. But the book's been out for about 3 months, and it's doing relatively well because it's originally the idea was that it was going to be published through the usual method of going through agents and publishing houses. And I must have written to about 40 or 50 of these, and all of them came back saying either, no, you're not right for us, or no, we have too many clients, or whatever the excuse was, they were all saying no. And so I had to self-publish. And I went through, the easiest thing at the minute is to do something called Kindle Direct Publishing. And it's the way that books are going these days, I think. Although a lot of bookshops are closing because everyone's opting for the digital method of downloading it through Kindle. So you can actually, if you've written your book and you're happy with it and you've got all the spelling mistakes out of it and you're ready for people to read it, you can go onto this website called Kindle Direct Publishing, and within 24 hours, your book is available to download in the UK, in America, in Germany, and now in France as well. And you get about 70% of the royalties from the book that you publish through Kindle. So that's the easiest and probably the cheapest way of doing it. And then the hard copy of the book, because I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to writing. I acknowledge the fact that, you know, the digital method is out there and that it's going to grow, and that's fine. But there's nothing better, I think, for an author than actually seeing your book on the bookshelf in your local bookshop. There's not a better feeling in the world. It's happened to me recently, and it blows you away. You think, yes, finally done it. So to actually get the book in hard copy out there, I had to self-publish, and it was through a company called YouWriteOn.com, where you send them the manuscript, and for a small charge, they will print it for you, and it's available to buy through Amazon again, and also through Waterstones. So it's down to you to promote the book yourself. So you end up, I don't know, going through the method, which is what I'm using at the minute, by building your own website, by going through things like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. So that's one way of getting around it, and then doing something which I'm doing to you now, basically pimping yourself out to local media, radio and TV stations.
Have you got to do any other jobs in the meantime?
Oh yeah, I mean, I teach a creative writing course in Sunderland at the minute, and the first thing that I always say on the first lesson is, if you're here to make money out of your writing, then you're here for the wrong reason. If it happens to you, then fantastic. You know, and I'm absolutely made up for you. And, you know, I'm sure for a lot of writers that would be the ultimate goal. But if you start off writing for money, you're doing it for the wrong reason. You need to write it because of your love of writing and because of your desire to have your work published and read by other people.
Are you rich?
No, I'm not rich. If I was, then I'd be very, very happy. But I am just starting out, and you know, if I do make money out of this writing lark, then absolutely fantastic. You know, it would be the ultimate dream of mine, as I'm sure it is for most writers. But you have to persevere with it. You have to be very, very patient with it. You have to be very, very driven, very, very focused. And the market for books these days is flooded. It is that easy to get your books published, and there's so many things to read that you really have to get your work out there. Really push it, really drive it, and make sure that people are going to read it, because otherwise, you know, it's not going to get noticed.